You know the music, you know what that means. Time to take some questions and get your calls for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Telephone numbers to get on the air this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. All you got to do is dial the station, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Again, we'll get you on the air with Malia and CJ of Kloss Financial. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great resource to learn more about the team at Kloss Financial. They're separate services, whether you're an individual or a business owner, different departments at Kloss Financial. Also, when you're at klossfinancial.com, oh, there's more. You slide on down towards the bottom where it says Stay Current. There's a little envelope there. You can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a fantastic weekly email. Gives you a little snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. Also, a link to the most recent podcast. That all available to you at klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. And welcoming in CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. CJ, how you doing this morning?
I am doing great. It's a beautiful day, Sean.
It is a fantastic day. Looks like some nice days ahead. Malia, how have you been?
Very good. Happy to be here.
It's great to have you both along. And again, we've got a full show this week. We're going to be talking about debt, which is never a good thing, especially as you're planning for retirement and entering into retirement. We're going to get some details from CJ and Malia on that and things you need to be aware of. Mention some of the cool features of the program. I mentioned the website and all the great stuff there on the show each and every week. Got a Kloss quiz question of the week. This week is no exception. Your chance to win a fantastic prize from our friends at Kloss Financial, a $25 gift card to Best Buy. I tell you about a little bit later on in the program how you can win that. Little tip, though, if you listen closely to the show oftentimes, just about every time, both the question and answer to the Kloss quiz question league come up during the program. And before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's actually take a look back at last week's program and get the question and answer as well to the Kloss quiz question of the week.
Yeah, we had a great conversation about estate planning, something everybody should take seriously and make sure they get that done. And as financial planners, we try to make sure our clients have their boxes checked in that category. Accordingly, our question was, on average, what percentage of Americans have completed their estate plans? Is it 26% or 75%? So Xavier from Monona correctly answered that with the answer of 26%. So this is one of those questions where you don't want to be part of the bigger number. You want to be part of the smaller number and help that smaller number grow, if that makes sense. We want more people to really have reviewed or complete their estate plans. So thanks for listening last week. Go back and listen to the show if you missed it.
That was a really informative program. And as Malia mentions, you can listen back to the show. Just head on over to klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Our phone lines are open as well if you'd like to join us. Love to have you. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We'll get you on the air with Malia and CJ of Kloss Financial. And I know that you guys help folks, of course, planning for retirement. And I know one of the issues that comes up is the amount of debt that folks carry on the balance sheets. Isn't that true, CJ?
Yeah, for many people, debt continues to be something that follows them into retirement. And it can obviously put an undue burden on retirees that while they're trying to keep up with, you know, regular living and medical expenses, now suddenly they have all these debt service payments. So this is why choosing to be debt-free in retirement is truly the best choice and will provide more options as you begin the next season of your life. So there are a few steps that we want you to kind of focus on as it relates to attempting to be debt-free. Now, I will say as we move towards this, Malia and I try to do a good job of every once in a while telling you what is ideal and then what is realistic, right? So like some people go, well, that's great, you guys, that it would be wonderful to be debt-free, but life threw me some curveballs and I've got debt now. What do I do? So just understand that often because we're not speaking to individuals on the air, right? I'm not speaking to some Janice sitting in her living room right now. I'm speaking to a group of people. And therefore, because we're speaking to a group of people, we talk in more utopian terms, right? Ideally, you should do this or that. And here's why. But if this doesn't fit you, that's okay. Just make sure you're working with somebody to move towards it. So a few steps to consider, set up a plan would be, you know, item number one here to reduce and then eventually eliminate your debt. And if you don't listen to us, then there is this guy called Dave Ramsey out there with Ramsey Solutions that that is kind of the no debt guru. And he has a bunch of different resources as it relates to helping people get out of debt. But some things you might need to do would be first change your lifestyle and spending habits, which requires that you start by setting realistic goals today. Likely, you'll want to be aggressive in paying down your debt so that you can saving on a regular basis. When in doubt, many behavioral finance experts, including us, suggest putting the two habits on autopilot. The two habits I'm referencing are paying down your debt aggressively and saving for the future. There is a reason why the people who are most successful financially create robotic behaviors to make that happen, or what many people would call disciplined patterns, right? If you've actually watched what the most successful athletes in the world do, is they never miss practice, right? They practice, practice, practice. And so in a similar way, if the greatest athletes in the world are just constantly practicing and working on their craft, the most wealthy people in the world are constantly saving and paying down debt. Another thing you might want to do is pay down debt first. So obviously it depends on a bunch of different situations that you're in. We do like people trying to get their 401k matches, but generally speaking, you're going to want to get rid of all of your non-mortgage debt as quickly as possible. Main reason for this is because often that non-mortgage debt, think student loans, credit cards, lines of credit, auto loans, those interest rates on those debts are typically as high or higher than the earnings you could receive on your savings. Let me repeat that. The interest on the debt of those non-mortgage debts is typically as high or higher than what you could receive on your savings. And therefore, while we want you to save for the future, it becomes cannibalistic if you are saving into an account paying you, say, 3%, 4%, all the meanwhile you have a credit card at 25%. So consider paying down debt first.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Prime opportunity right now to get you on the air. If you've got a question, all I got to do is dial 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Get you right on the air with CJ and Malia. Don't forget about the website, KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. And the telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. So what about, I know there's sometimes that big pile of cash just sitting there, a retirement thing. What about kind of dipping into that to pay off some debt, CJ?
Yeah. No, it's a good question. So often what happens, and by the way, again, we speak in utopian terms, and often that's not very helpful. So I will speak in very practical terms here. I think Malia did this about a week ago. Very practically speaking, when you are young, well, it may not just be young, but let's just say when you have less wealth built up. When you have less wealth, the primary places that you hold wealth when you're younger or less developed would be in your home and in a retirement account when your employer puts money in there for you. Again, in your home or in a retirement account, especially when an employer puts money in there for you. So often when things go wrong, or said maybe a better way, you are irresponsible. And I'm raising my hand. That was me early on. When that happens, the two places people look to go is like, ooh, I'll tap a line of credit on my home, or I will take a loan for my retirement account. So here's what we'd say. Lines of credit right now, and even floating interest rate lines of credit, are somewhere between 7 and 10%, depending upon your credit rating. And again, that's probably higher than the interest rate we expect you to get on any sort of a savings account. So lines of credit can work fine for very short-term emergency needs if you have a plan to pay it off quickly. But remember, HELOCs, as they're called, home equity lines of credit, are not great for longer-term emergencies. Like, I had a person say to me, oh, my roof went bad. And so I took out a line of credit and, you know, it's $35,000. And I go, how quickly you're going to be able to pay that back? And he goes, over the next 10 years. Not a great use of a line of credit. The second one that I really want to focus on is borrow for my retirement account. That sounds like a good idea. My employer's been putting money in there and I've got $100,000 in there now. And I heard I can get a $50,000 loan. While this is true, we would just, I mean, there should be like a huge caution button when you go to do this. And the huge caution would be, listen, if you leave that employer and that loan is not paid off, it is deemed as a distribution. And if you are under 59 and a half, that distribution is not only taxable, but penalized under most circumstances. Or furthermore, if you get laid off from that employer, the same circumstances apply. So what we're trying to get at here is these 401k loans, while they can be a system of last resorts, they are not a great solution. And so what we would say is before you start doing these things where you're just grabbing at cash to pay for items you want or need or emergencies that pop up, talk to an advisor, talk to an accountant. They'll look at all of your options and then tell you what is the best path. And then finally, kind of outside of, you know, should you tap your 401k plan for an emergency, one other thing you could do as it relates to getting out of debt before you retire is plan to work longer. Now, most people, when they hear this, they go, no, I want to be done. And we certainly appreciate that. But I will just tell you, your retirement will only be as joyful as the cash flow allows it to be. That may not be purely true because, of course, we all know happiness does not come from money. But there is an immense amount of stress that comes from being retired, having a fixed income, and still living paycheck to paycheck in retirement. And that is often caused by debt service payments. So one thing you might want to consider doing if you are still, you know, entering retirement with debt is consider working a little bit longer to eliminate for sure all of your non-mortgage debt and, if possible, even your mortgage.
Great advice and great guidance this morning as we talk with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can learn more about Malia, CJ, and the whole team at Kloss Financial on their website. Great website, KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, the number, 608-442-5637. 5637. Number to get on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Trey, we'll get to your call in just a moment. We'll also talk about some of the general numbers when it comes to amount of debt that Americans are carrying. We will do all of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, their website, KlossFinancial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. And to get on the air, all you gotta do is give us a call, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. And Trey from Madison joins us. Trey, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Hey, how's it going? I was just wondering, what's the biggest financial mistake you've ever seen someone make?
Oh, great question.
Well, thanks for the question, yes. Trey. I'll answer and then Malia can answer as well. You're kind of putting me on the spot because I've seen a bunch of big financial mistakes. But I would say kind of broadly, the biggest financial mistakes we see people make is focusing on the next shiny object. And what I mean by that is, you know, kind of like, what is the hot thing happening right now? So this could be, you know, back in 2008, this was gold. Like, oh my gosh, everything's going down but gold. I'm going to put all my money in gold. This could be now in current day cryptocurrency. And this is not a saying that gold or cryptocurrencies are bad. It's just, they're just a thing, right? They're not going to save you. Or GameStop, when GameStop was going crazy, we had some people calling us and saying, should I have a portion of my portfolio in GameStop? And so biggest mistake is mistaking that wealth creation or solid financial planning comes from gambling instead of good behaviors, if that makes sense, right? Because we all just want to believe that we can just strike gold or that we can, like, you know, win the lottery and there's a quick way to become wealthy and change our lives. But the truth is that like 99.999% of people who are wealthy have made good decisions. And so that would be my feedback of the biggest mistake. But Malia, what do you think?
So I think it's a great question. And I think, again, it goes back to behavior. And oftentimes, if we are spenders in our earning years, we have this disconnect that when we retire, we're suddenly not going to be spenders. vice versa, if we've been savers, some of the savers say, well, when I get into retirement, I'm going to start spending my money. And so the disconnect works fine for those savers, okay, because the savers remain savers. The spenders, however, cannot self-correct. They think they can, but it's called a habit. And so really when we're working with people in their 50s, you know, approaching their early 60s, if we haven't kind of, you know, managed their spending and their mindset on spending, then we are going to end up in debt. And we are going to end up with not the type of retirement income they're looking forward to. So it's all about the habits and making sure you've got good ones or you're getting better ones as you approach those magic years.
It seems, Malia, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's easier to correct some of these things earlier than later.
That's what we would prefer to do. Again, none of us have perfect lives and life happens, but I think, you know, a habit takes, you know, a couple months to get into place. And as long as you keep on doing it, and I know, I mean, our clients say this all the time to us. They walk in the door and they go, yeah, we were out shopping this week. And the wife says, Malia said, or CJ said, we could buy this or we shouldn't buy this or whatever. So, you know, it is good to have always that third party out there that can be kind of the sounding board, whether it be your accountant, your parents, you know, someone besides just your neighbor or your colleague, because you all have, you know, your own situation going on, and it's nice to have that objective third party.
It's good to hear as we get some of, you know, some of these great questions. Trey, thank you for the call, and I think some people are probably nodding their head to what both you and CJ had said. And as we kind of talk about some people, let's talk about all people when it comes to debt in general. How much debt do Americans, Malia, have in retirement in general carry these days?
Yeah, we're going to talk about the big number and then we'll drill it down to individuals. But we like to just start off with what comprises total household debt. So when we're talking about this, that would include your mortgages, student loans, car loans, and of course, credit cards. So according to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, household debt balances in the U.S. set a record high of $17.69 trillion. That's trillion with a T during the first quarter of 2024. So that was up by 184 billion. I mean, who can keep tracks of billions and trillions here, but billion up from the previous quarter, and mortgage balances increased by another 190 billion. So, you know, what we look at various studies, one study we saw that's fairly accurate, I believe, is Credit Karma, because they have a lot of members. They looked at their data of 78.2 million members as recently as April of 24. And we isolated what they said about the baby boomers, because that's primarily the audience we work with quite a bit. So those would be people born between 1946 and 1964. These people who are typically retired or on their way to retirement in the next 5 to 7 years, those people carry an average auto loan debt of about $22,000, credit card debt of around $7,000, mortgage debt of around $188,000, and then surprisingly, and again, I don't think most people would think of this, they do carry the most in student loan debt of $43,000. Plus. So, you know, are they all in school paying back their own student loans? Probably not. We do have clients that feel an obligation to take over student loans for their kids or grandkids. And we would never, you know, if a client wants to do that for their children or grandchildren, we understand, but we always want to make sure our clients are whole before they assume obligations like that. So some quick suggestions to help you stay or stray away from debt. First word is stop. Just stop. Stop adding to your debt balances. You need to remove those credit cards, and Dave Ramsey would tell you the same thing, from your wallet. Reduce that temptation. It's just like, you know, if you put a cake in front of me all day long, I pass it in the office, eventually I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop and have a piece, right? Same thing with that credit card. If it's in
my
wallet.
Now I know the problem, Malia.
So, you know, that's kind of the what taunts us. So take it out. You don't need to have a whole bunch, and just resist that temptation. Understand current interest rates, and we're going to have CJ go over this, but current interest rates really can devastate you if you are accumulating debt. Prioritize paying off high interest credit card debt first, but there's various methods. use a debt reduction calculator, a payoff calculator. Again, you can find that at creditkarma.com, calculator.net. Figure out how to use that snowball approach we've spoken about many times. And finally, pay your bills on time. So late payments will result in fees, and that's going to increase your debt balances. And ultimately, it's going to hurt your credit score if you're trying to buy a house in the future or whatever. So, you know, again, behavior. Just pay your bills regularly and don't accumulate more debt than you can pay off in a single month.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. The website, KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. So about those current interest rates, CJ, of course, looking at different types of debt we have, what are we seeing then as far as those interest rates for those different debts?
And so it varies by category, but we'll go through some of them here today. So, you know, credit cards being one, according to LendingTree, the average credit card interest rate in America today is 24.84%. This is the highest since LendingTree began tracking rates monthly in 2019. Now, not the highest in history. For those who know, back in the late 70s, early 80s, kind of Reagan administration era, we had higher inflation and higher interest rates than we have now, by a wide margin, by the way. But since 2019, it's the highest number we've seen. And if you have less than an ideal credit score, then the average APR offered is 26.85% or higher. And that's not a delinquency rate. That's just a standard credit card rate if you have a lower credit score. So that's a big deal, you guys. We suggest paying off or at least paying down this type of debt first for the obvious reason that you can't compete with that. Meaning, like, if you have money in a bank account and say it's a really high yield money market account at 6%, and by the way, I don't even think that exists, but let's just say for conversation's sake, it does. Well, my goodness, your credit card is what, five times that rate? So just remember, credit card balances that carry from cycle to cycle are a poison pill to your financial circumstances. And actually, Trey called in and said, you know, what is one of the worst financial mistakes you've seen? Another financial mistake within this credit card category would be thinking that carrying balances on your credit cards helps your credit score. It doesn't. Carrying balances cycle to cycle and paying interest on your credit card does not help your credit score. Now, utilizing a credit card could help your credit score, but for what it's worth, I mean, listen to Dave Ramsey on this topic. I don't think your goal in life should be to have a high credit score. Let me repeat that. I don't think your goal in life should be to have a high credit score, because remember, credit scores are defined by if you are using credit. The goal in life should be to have no credit score. Okay, sorry. Now I'm starting to sound like Dave Ramsey. Okay, the next category would be home loans. So ideally, as we approach retirement, we would prefer that you have either no or very little of a mortgage left. And as of July 23rd of 2024, the national average 30-year fixed rate mortgage APR is 6.92%, with the average 15-year fixed rate mortgage at 6.33%. This is according to Bankrate's latest survey of the nation's largest mortgage lenders. So there's no guarantee as to what mortgage rates will do in the future. So just do your research first. Even if your current mortgage has a decent rate, a debt is still a debt. And often it's a fixed amount that you've agreed to pay. And like we just mentioned to you, at an almost 7% interest rate on a mortgage, there's no guarantee that what you do in the markets over time or in bonds or in cash is going to beat that. So bottom line is, we want you to carefully look at all of your debts and just make sure that you are trying to, you know, get rid of those as quickly as possible.
Great guidance from CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. They are retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. We're going to talk about auto loans and student loans, things to be watching out for. We will do that next. Of course, in the meantime, if you haven't been to the website yet, check out KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. More of Money in Motion with Kloss Financial is next right here on 1310 WIBA. Just moments away from the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, talking this week with our retirement planning professional, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas from Kloss Financial about debt. Of course, their website, klossfinancial.com, telephone number 608-442-5637. So Malia, what should we watch out then, as we're kind of working our way through these different types of debts and loans and other things, specifically when it comes to auto loans and student loans, what do we need to be aware of?
Yeah, we want everyone to be really careful with this, starting off with auto loans. And we hear this all the time. Our clients are getting ready to retire. They're like, I'm buying this car. It's going to be the last car I ever have. And quite honestly, they might have three more because we are living into our 90s oftentimes. So I love the thought, but the fact is you may need to replace. So we do have to look at auto loans, and you know, we like people to compare their credit unions to the banks, if they're buying new, buying used, or whatever. But be familiar with the changing rates. As of mid-July of 2024, APRs are ranging anywhere from about 5.6% to over 21%. And that's based on your credit score and, again, what kind of auto loan you're looking for. Now, for individual consumers, though, you have to, again, understand that those rates look at your credit score, the term length of your loan, age of the car being financed, and understand that the length of the loan can range anywhere from, you know, your normal 60 months up to 84 months. And, you know, when you enter onto a car lot, there's only one plan of action for that salesperson. It doesn't matter what amount you end up paying. They're going to tell you how you can afford the monthly payment, right? And the monthly payment can look maybe more attractive if they stretch out the loan. So that is the goal, just to sell you the car. And I know some of our clients go and they pay cash. That is not what the auto place wants to hear. They like to finance your loan. But, you know, many of our clients pay cash. We think that's great. But just so you know, many times there's some balking going on when you show up and say, I don't want to finance. So there's some reality speaking there. So be careful. That's what we'd say. We would still advocate if you have to take a car loan out, try to keep it to the 5 years or less. We're fans of 0%, 2.9% if you're going to take out a loan. Just make sure you shop that really well. And then student loans, you know, again, we just spoke about how, you know, many of our baby boomers do carry student loan debt. And that's a really important item, especially if you have grandkids perhaps that are taking out federal loans, to really understand how high those have risen. So federal student loans for undergraduates currently have an interest rate for the 2024-2025 school year of 6.53%. But interestingly enough, graduate students, they have interest rates of 8.05% for those unsubsidized loans. And if they're not unsubsidized, they're up to 9.05%. So these student loan rates are pretty high from the federal level. But then what people go and do is they go about finding out about refinancing them with companies you may have heard of called LFI or SoFi. And those rates average anywhere from 5.25% today up to 10%. But you have to understand the difference between having a federal loan, which will allow you to pay it over a very long period of time. If you have some type of crisis, you can generally defer them many times with federal. But as soon as you switch over to a better rate, which we're all about better rates, you have to understand now you are taking a loan that there really is no forgiveness. It's just a loan. And so you have to keep that in mind as you're thinking about refinancing for a lower cost. So just understand that. Thanks. And finally, I just want to say the takeaway from all of this today is that you should make retiring as close to debt-free as possible. And we understand the fight here is, how can we do this while we're still saving enough for retirement? It is a little tricky, but we know we see people successfully do it every day. So just get a plan and stay to the plan.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And the telephone number, 608-442-5637. Want to hold on to that telephone number? Now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with correct answer, when won this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Best Buy. This week's Kloss Quiz question of the week is this: true or false? According to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, household debt balances in the United States set a record high of $17.69 trillion during the first quarter of 2024. First caller with the correct answer will win the $25 gift card to Best Buy. The number 608-442-5637. CJ, Malia, it's always great chatting with you guys. You enjoy this beautiful day.
Thanks, Sean.
Dr. Marty Greer comes your way next here on 1310 WIBA.